Julie.
Jimmy, this is our moment, our big reveal. I'm very excited.
I hope it's not that big of a reveal. We are on video.
So I feel like something we have been working on is this connection that we've seen between mentoring and leadership. And I think as we have been sort of pivoting our focus from just mentoring to talking about connecting more authentically to others and growing to your potential, the one thing we've seen over and over again is that to lead and to mentor have a lot in common.
Augmented leadership.
Augment your leadership.
Yeah.
It's never not wrong, Jimmy. Augment always works.
I think what we're really talking about is augmentor your leadership, in that all great leaders have great mentors and are also great at mentoring others, and that those relationships are critical to sustaining the courage, the drive, the vision that leadership requires to take care of the people in your charge, not to just be in charge of others, but to really show a path forward that's meaningful to whoever you're working with.
And leadership is so scary. I mean, I'm a leader and some days I'm like, oh my gosh, who put me in charge? I do not know how to do this. And I think being able to put some of these principles that we've talked about with mentoring into place to help leaders have some tools and some tips and some tricks and some principles to kind of go back to help them in their leading, I think it's going to be really, really valuable. And going back to that thesis of leading, like being a leader and mentoring have the same principles, and you can use mentoring to augment your leadership. I think it's a really big idea, and I'm very excited that we're going to get to talk more about this.
We have found across all of our interviews and across all of our other research, and as we've gone back through and racked our brains at our past experiences, the one consistent theme across great leaders is that they've had these great mentors. So for you to level up your mentoring, both as a mentor and a mentee, what you're doing is leveling up all your different leadership capabilities. I think it's important, Julie, that we also then talk about what is leadership? Because it's not leadering. We've made that distinction already.
Yes. That is an awesome word, though. And I think you should definitely make sure you get a URL with that in there.
Which I'm going to it now. Have. Audience member, beware. I'm on GoDaddy. Here we go. No free ads. GoDaddy. So what is your definition of leadership?
Ooh, that's an exciting one. To me, leadership is the concept of being able to connect authentically with others and connect authentically with yourself to be able to get guidance to move an organization and a company forward. So to me, leadership is really about connection, both with others, which is listening, and with yourself, which is quiet contemplation and reflection, and really connecting with your own intuition, and using those two inputs to be able to move forward.
Both sides of the coin. You can't focus on one and not let the other complementary muscle grow as well.
That's what I see great leaders doing. And I think the mentoring piece is really that connecting with others and using those mentoring principles that we've talked about to be able to do that connection. So that's kind of my take on it. But Jimmy, what's your take on it?
Bringing it to the current pop culture, I love your example because many people would ascribe a certain body part to both Vin Diesel and a different one to The Rock. And
abs.
There's a reason. No. Abs? Or what did you start with, A?
I said abs.
Okay, abs. No. Neither is necessarily, you know, fully rocked up. But I would say that neither are The Rock way more is a great leader in this example, because The Rock is known for his biceps and Vin Diesel is known for his triceps. And with the trailer of Fast X, thank you, there's 10 now, just dropped this week, it's a great example that you really need to work both symmetries in your leadership. And a way for me to think about leadership, as it is such an amorphous, difficult piece to wrap my head around. I get challenged by my students all the time, you know, stop like giving specific tactics or objectives of leadership. Like, what is it? And it's kind of being like, what is the meaning of life in a way? Because I think you could counter that leadership is a reason to be and a reason to be, I digress. So my favorite definition of leadership, and as I'm often like to do, I will quote another. This is Peter Drucker, the godfather to modern day management consulting. And his quote is, "Management is doing the things right, whereas leadership is doing the right things." And that distinction really helped me parse two words that are often overlapped, similar to strategy and planning. Those two words are also often stuck together, but leadership and management are also stuck together, though there's always this air around leadership, you could say. And I think this is just so critical to be like, oh yeah, it's not in the humming of doing the things is leadership. It's on doing the right things. So that could be while you are doing the things right, you happen to stop and just say, hey, how are you doing? That's the right thing in the moment. It's not about doing the task. It's not about making TPS reports faster. It's just about doing the right thing. And as a way to think about this, regardless of how we might think about Jeff Bezos, he has an amazing quote as well, which says, in his previous position as CEO of Amazon, he would say, today I want to make one right decision. And that's how he defined his responsibility to Amazon. And that to me is a huge idea of leadership, that everything that was going on for him, all of the power and, I mean, think of the information, like black hole sink he is, everything that's coming into him, his only goal each day was to make one correct decision.
That is massive. I'm covered in goosebumps. I love how you went from Vin Diesel on The Rock and triceps and biceps to the meaning of life back to Jeff Bezos. That's why I love hosting this podcast with you, Jimmy.
I mean, have you seen Jeff Bezos recently on those yachts?
I have not seen his abs or his biceps and triceps, but actually I'm good.
Best only.
I'm good. You don't have to. Okay. No, we're all good on that. But yes, of course, it is just, doing the right thing. And I think that contemplation in terms of what is the right thing, whether that's looking inside yourself, connecting with others, that is huge. And I also love Jeff's idea that it's just doing one thing each day, because I think something a leader can do very easily is get very overwhelmed very quickly. So really focusing on what that one right decision is each day versus, oh my God, everything all at once, it's coming and piling on top of me.
And winning Oscars all over the place. Everything all at once.
Exactly. So the other part of this that I think is so important is, as we're talking about our pivot from talking exclusively about mentoring to really talking more broadly about leadership, is that I see a huge opportunity for us, because I think a lot of people who listen to our podcast have the opportunity to both be a mentor and also be a mentee, because a lot of folks are.
It's a much richer life.
And it always puts you, you know, kind of in this position where maybe you are in your mid-career. You know, there's always an opportunity to level up as a leader. Even if you are at the top of an organization, you always, always have an opportunity to level up. Nobody has it all right. And you always have an opportunity to be a mentor. So our hope is, I think, as we start thinking about these augmenting principles that we've used really for mentoring, how relevant they are for
leadership.
Exactly. From setting a vision to creating your roadmap to connection to pitch to evolution, all of these principles that we set out for mentoring are really super relevant for leadership. And I think that gives us an opportunity to kind of expand what we've been sitting here jamming about for the last 18 months or so.
And do you know why we continue to try to use all of our nautical themes and metaphors? It's because there's one thing that ties together mentoring and being a good leader. It's the ships, mentorship and leadership. Got to be sailing together. But I digress, because a key piece in both mentoring and being a great leader is overcoming this fear of failure, knowing you're not going to make the right decision all the time, and having space to recover. You can't just slam from one failure or success into the next. The opportunity for reflexivity in yourself is so important, and it can always be hard to hold up your own accountability mirror. And that's where a great mentor or even a mentee, just a great mentoring relationship, is so wonderful for leaders, because it is a safe place to recover, to think about, okay, what went into this decision? What was the fallout, the results? And how can I improve myself going forward before I try to improve others or improve the task? And it provides this rich environment for a conversation to improve, to take care of others.
It's everything. And I think it's what's really, really, really needed in our work environment and our life environment is creating that pause, being able to connect with others. And a lot of, I'm thinking about guests like Wynn Morgan, who we had on, who was really about creating that silence, creating that pause, connecting more authentically with yourself. So many of our guests have talked about this. So I'm excited to keep our momentum going with bringing on phenomenal guests who have incredible experience and who are going to be talking a bit more about how mentoring shows up in their leadership and what they're looking for as they continue to grow as a leader and how mentoring can connect to it. So I think we're onto a big idea here. I'm pretty excited about it.
We may still be the world's number one mentoring podcast. We just happen to also be a leadership podcast. And part of being a great leader is also being a great teacher. That's important because you are helping others level up. Just like our podcast goals are that we are going to help you connect better with others and also help you grow to your potential. So you're going to be continuing to develop. And that is the core tenet of a wonderful phrase that is used all the time in education nowadays, is we want to give practical experience, not just didactic, but practical experience to these students. And that is see one, do one, teach one. Mm. And what better place to both see one and teach one. The doing, we can always do on our own. But you need another individual, another party to watch, to be an observer, a voyeur in see one. And you must have another party in teach one. You cannot just teach yourself and say you have now accomplished something. You must work through the intricacies of another individual or party. So the space in a mentoring relationship to see one, do one, and teach one is a beautiful way to connect more authentically with others and grow to your potential.
I love that. And if the last couple episodes, we've done some fun role plays and we've done some really fun ways to kind of roll out what that actually, like what some of these principles we're talking about actually looks like. So I am excited for more of our ways to be able.
See one, do one, teach one.
See one, do one, teach one. And to be honest, even as we've been talking more about this leadership, I've been using quite a bit of what we've been talking about. We talked a lot about active listening recently with Shilpa, and boy, I have been a lot quieter on meetings. So I think everybody's really happy for that. I know. Can you believe it?
Don't be quieter with me. I want you to be loud and proud. Bring it.
I guess my authentic self, growing to my potential. So,
and I just, I again, like I made a joke there about being loud and proud, but a key piece in these mentoring relationships, as you're trying to see one and teach one, and as you're talking about your failures, is that your mentoring relationship, your mentor or mentee, is there to praise your effort. You are already bringing an extra hustle that most people don't bring to their lives just because you are showing up authentically for somebody else. And praising the effort allows someone to more quickly slough the discomfort of failing because you know that you've given the effort. It's kind of the classic person in the arena quote. You know, you got to be out there trying, and that's the only way to improve. And mentoring is there to build and continue to develop great leaders.
I think that's a mic drop. I'm actually holding my mic, so I could drop it, but it seems likely I will actually break it. This is great, Jimmy. I'm so excited about our continued work together on this and our continued growth ourselves. I feel like we're growing to our potential, and I'm really, really excited to get on this leadership path and continue to help others. So,
two questions.
Yes.
Is it work if you love what you're doing? And two, is it work if you are not compensated? Somebody tell me.
Well, I think we've just had a similar conversation along these lines.
This is love and toil. That's what it is.
This is love and toil? Is that what you're saying? Love and toil? working with me. Yeah, it's love and toil. That's, we should get those tattooed on our hands for each other.
No, no,
love and
it's
hate
on the
from
bicep
do the right
and the
thing.
Tricep. The complimentary
it's
skill.
A bicep and the tricep. You know? We're gonna tattoo it on our triceps and biceps.
No, yeah, no, you the bicep gets love and the tricep gets toil.
It's life's work. It's life's work. It's our purpose. Going back to your momentary thoughts about the meaning of life, that's what our purpose is. So I'm very excited to continue this on with you, Jimmy. I'm excited about our new branding, our new logo, our fresh new look, our continued work with the HubSpot Podcast Network, and lead on.
Fresh cut. Here we come. Augmenters out.
Billion Dollar Moves, hosted by Sarah Chen Spellings, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Join venture capitalist and strategist Sarah Chen Spellings as she asks the hard questions and learns through the triumphs, failures, and hard lessons of the creme de la creme, so you too can make billion dollar moves in venture, in business, and in life. And we loved having Sarah on episode 60 of Augmenters, where we talked about how mentoring can eliminate the venture gender gap. Listen to Billion Dollar Moves wherever you get your podcasts. Wow, you've made it this far, and we thank you. Hopefully you enjoyed our episode and discovered new ways to bring more authentic connection into your mentoring relationships. Want to tell them more, Jimmy?
Be an augmenter with us. Visit our website for the best interactive mentoring content at augmenters.us. Share our podcast with someone you care about. Like and subscribe. And yes, really, you following our show and writing a review, it's a big deal. Your actions provide us with the resources to continue our undefeated, unencumbered, prize-winning productions. We welcome questions and suggestions via email, hi@augmenters.us, or on social with our handle @augmentershq. We are most active and available on LinkedIn and YouTube. Shout out and earnest thank you to our intrepid producer, Erlen Cato. We appreciate you. Augmenters out.
See ya.